Hello and welcome to the Two Men Many Voices podcast with me, Harry Stacchini.
And me, James Allen.
Yeah, this is the podcast where each week we give a different subject a voice of its own. And in the dear words of our dear friend of the dear podcast, the Italian legend himself, Gennaro Gattuso.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
The man's honest, and we're trying to be too.
Hopefully he'll reply to us one day.
One day he will. If he's not fighting off a zombie horde at the San Siro. Listen, Matt, the previous episode for Give Context.
Patient San Siro. In theatres nowhere.
But this episode is about people watching. This is something I've chosen to talk about and something we all do love doing secretly, but non-secretly, because it's kind of accepted.
Yeah.
Just don't stare for too long. What's your experience? What's your thoughts on people watching, James? Because you're quite an anxious man as it is.
I think there's kind of like an unwritten rule about like it's fine to do that's the whole point, if the other person doesn't know. But I think online it can be different.
What do you mean, people? You mean watching someone through a webcam?
No, like, so if you took a photo of someone they didn't know.
Oh, right. And yeah, that's a bit creepy.
Yeah.
But that's not...
I had to delete a tweet because of that.
Why?
Because there was a man who looked like David Seaman, but from the back, and I took a photo and went, "Oh, it's David Seaman." But it wasn't David Seaman; it was just a man with a ponytail.
Did David Seaman get in touch?
No, he didn't know, but I just thought it'd be funny, and obviously it wasn't.
That would be even funnier if that guy picked it up on his feed.
Yeah,
who the fuck is this on this Virgin Pandalina?
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I think when it comes to that, maybe not so much, but yeah, if you like. Everyone kind of does it. Really.
Yeah, but I think people do it because, obviously, it's entertaining. But the main reason people do it is, well, I think anyway, from a very personal point of view, as an expertise in the people watching category. Gogglebox is a prime example.
Yeah.
That is a TV show based around people watching TV, which you can imagine in the pitch must have been ridiculous for someone. So I've got this idea. I know we've had a few reality things knocking about. It's called Gogglebox.
Right.
Okay. I know the title was a little bit, you know, with a bit of movement on there.
Yeah.
But the concept is people watching TV and us watching them watch TV. What do you reckon?
Make it
now. Yeah. The only condition is it's going to be people all over the UK and one man who is suspiciously German. Well, you clap your hands that you know him. They're basically.
I was on the train with him, like last year.
Is that David Seaman?
No. But I saw him on the train. Oh, what's his name? My girlfriend's got a selfie with him.
Oh, really? That's
they
weird.
Live in Birkenhead on the Wirral. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird though. That these people now are like.
Yeah, they're like celebrities.
Celebrities and.
There's so many categories.
Yeah, you know, you've got A, B, C. Yeah. Like, I don't think these would even be...
D?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even think that... You could class them as a celebrity. It's like
Scarlett Moffat's done really well. She's like a presenter.
She's a TV personality now, it's different. She's come away... I would say these people are celebrities. I saw... Remember the old couple, Leon?
Leon and...
Joan?
Yeah.
He's passed now, I think.
Yeah.
Not going to sound like that
for Leon. Oh, he's lovely.
He was really cute. And he was funny.
Yeah, he was hilarious.
And that's the weird thing, you know, you're watching people watch TV.
Yeah.
And I think that you watch it because, obviously it's entertaining, but you get the backstory and you get an inclination of what they're like as people.
Exactly.
But doing that in a public place, that's the reason why I do it, because it's fun to, you know, go, well, this guy's probably second marriage, you know, on his way to a business meeting.
Yeah.
Or, you know, an escort. I don't know. But, you know, the idea that you build a backstory to someone purely on the idea of just observing them, that's the main reason why I fall into the trap of... Most of the time it's around poolsides on holiday.
Oh, do you like commentate? There's a YouTube channel where people have recorded footage of everyday people. Like people watching, but they've recorded and then...
Commentator.
They dub over, like, scenes.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
And that's it's on YouTube, it's really funny. But, yeah, like, I kind of, like, did that, especially on holiday, like, commentate on, like, I wonder what they're, like...
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing. Yeah. It's, like, really funny.
He's booked it, she's not happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
the way she... Look at the distance between them.
Yeah.
Not happy.
I feel like how red she is that they've had an argument a few days ago and she's not putting cream on it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Them type of vibes.
She wants it Barbados.
Yeah, and she's got...
But we're in Bournemouth.
I was going to say Malaga.
Oh, okay, all right.
Instantly. I don't know why, but I think my image of what I was painted of Spain as a child wasn't great.
You try walking barefoot across a gravel beach. Cannot be done. But it's for charity.
the beach is the best place two people watch, I think.
Yeah. Because so much is going on.
Yeah, and it's I can't just lie there and sunbathe. I remember seeing, it's going to sound awful because it involves a child, but I remember seeing a young boy, probably must have been no older than 5, mum and dad covering him in cream, and he was hating his life. And then during the process of him being covered in cream, he fell flat on his face on the beach and he just came up like sherbet dib dab, you know, just covered in that. Even his mum and dad were laughing, and you know, that for me was, I didn't stand up and applaud, but I did quickly cover the book I bought in the airport across my face as I laughed. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Oh.
But yeah, that's...
hates having sunscreen applied.
Do you?
Or applying it. I still like the way it feels.
Really? I didn't like it when I was a kid, but I... it's a necessary...
I'm not... I'd rather that, the uncomfortable, temporary uncomfortableness than permanent sunburn.
My dad's like a handbag. He's got like this Dale Winton collar, and it's all natural. It's like a giant freckle, it's the best way to put it. But he has been in the sun for so long. He puts carrot oil on, so he's got like
no way.
SPF, whatever it is. Basically marinates himself for like 3 weeks. And he comes back and he's so brown. Like so brown. It's impressive, but I also go, the damage. The damage to your skin.
I always like when people complete like a I love people watching people, but they're trying to do a task. And when they complete it, there's a little sense of like, go ahead.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a man very awkwardly eating ice cream, and he managed to not spill any of it on him. And when he did, I was like, get in.
A little wink at him.
Yeah. Or people having an argument.
Oh, God, yeah, that's...
But, brilliant. Like, you can't hear what... You're too far away to hear what they're saying, but you're like, shit, this is kicking off.
And most of the time, you communicate more with body language, don't you?
Yeah.
So when you see a couple having an argument and either one of them are kind of... I'm picturing in my head two white plastic deck chairs in, like, a beach bar, slightly about... It's probably about 2 foot between them, and he is looking out over the ocean, and she is kind of, like, itching behind her ear, looking at the bar... Just going, fucking should have married his brother. You know?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely seething with anger. Probably because of nothing. But, you know, moments like that is where I enjoy. And it might be because I'm going, well, my life is better than theirs at that point in time.
I remember being on holiday. We went to Edinburgh with mum and dad. And there was an argument in the bar. Me and my dad were, like, watching Match of the Day in the bar. And there was a couple just having an argument. And me and my dad were just like watching it.
How loud was it? Was it like,
you don't care about me?
Oh, really?
15 years I've tried. I fucking tried, Lisa.
Really?
And you didn't fucking care.
Wow. What was Lisa's response?
And she was like, well, I'm going back to the room. I'm going back to the room and you can do what you like. And I asked for fucking salt and vinegar instead of any salt, and I just threw the packet of crisps at him.
Really?
But my dad...
It was over crisps?
No, but, like, crisps were a bit of apparatus used to demonstrate her anger.
Imagine that in Scotland. That's what a marriage breaks up over.
You just... What flavour packet of crisps?
It's so fucking ready salted, you daft bitch.
They were going at it. Like... They were going at it. And my dad went over and went, can you guys, like...
Not... Yeah.
And I always...
I can't hear Gary Lineker.
Yeah, I can't hear this match analysis about Fulham. My dad went over and was like, and I was like, don't go over. And he went, I mean, what's it got to do with you, pal? Yeah, and I was like, well, it's not just me, but there's also other people here, and you're like kind of creating a bit of a scene. If you could take it back to your room,
and you're
like, I'll do whatever the fuck I want, pal.
That's what I mean, though. There's emotions in that, and
he broke the people watching barrier. He Truman showed himself. Yeah.
But that's one of them, though, I think, where. Afterwards, if he'd not addressed it and they went back to the room, everyone in the bar then would have kind of like looked at you and gone, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
When's episode two out?
Exactly.
You know, that's...
I see people having arguments and they record it or...
Yeah, yeah.
I'd never do that.
Yeah, no, but that's different. That's different because that's definitely a scene and you would people watch. But
pardon me,
people watching, it's like there is a draw to it, and it, although it's wrong, you're told not to stare at people.
Yeah,
there is something about. I think if you're doing it from a certain distance, you know, if you're not,
you have the phone. I have the phone.
Is that what you use? Is that your...
So if they, I just go dead quick, glance at the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. If you ever bumped into James Allen and he's scanning his phone, that before he was watching.
He's got my iPod now. my Nano.
Your Nano. But you know, that's quite interesting. It's definitely not acceptable to stare at someone for too long.
No.
But I had a look on the internet, and there was actually a checklist of how to people watch. Someone has put together like a pack, I suppose, of little tips and tricks, right? So I've just picked out a few key points which I feel are probably pretty vital if you're people watching. First one is decide who you're looking at. So don't just say everyone, you know, like what type, what age group.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds quite predatory. you know, but you know what I mean? So I think sometimes I will, majority of the time, default look at like middle-aged couples, and I think it's probably because there's a part of me that fears boredom in a marriage. So I look at that and just kind of dissect. You know, well, he's wearing waterproof trousers. You know, she's wearing a fleece. I feel that these people have given up a long time ago. that's you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like. You see someone at the times and you just tell their outfit screams like, my hobbies include a car boot sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I will haggle you for a Scrabble board that has missing pieces. Do you expect me to take that with no S's?
Yeah. Triple
points. It's called Scrabble. It's
not Rabble.
Yeah.
Or Crabble even, sorry.
Yeah. 4 hours it took me to get it and Sarah, I'm going to talk to him. Okay. Wait in the car, please. Yeah. The key's in the car. It's in the car. Yeah. It's a Volvo. Okay, step back. Okay, I'm gonna have my pork bun, and we're coming down to £10 on this.
For no S's, mate.
No, £10. I'm walking away. I'm gone.
I can give you a consonant version.
Seething with anger right now.
A vowel.
My name is Andrew Clinton, and my other activities involve getting people to sign petitions against wind farms.
Crack off.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it'll do. Yeah.
Yeah, just interrupting people's Sunday's walk. Do you like power energy? Yeah. Do you want to keep it green out here? Well, don't learn to put them up. So I was just...
But they're going to monetise that car park. And let me tell you this. You've got enough for your shopping, but we have enough to pay £5 for an hour. Sign it. It's them, isn't it? Who? It's them. Them? Who's them? Yeah. I hate that. It's
them.
They're saying who's saying what?
I think it's the Velcro belt you're wearing. Yeah. I think there's a lot of other things.
Yeah, take your Crocs off.
Yeah, take your Crocs off. And whatever you do, don't go walking with Nordic poles on a fucking pavement.
Exactly.
Mate, this is an example. I got told off because there was a woman doing that. Probably in her mid-60s. With two Nordic walking poles in the middle of Manchester, and I was like, saying to me, I went, look at the fucking state of her. And he was like, she's probably doing it for support. And I just said, the only thing they're supporting is a failing marriage. And he kind of looked at me as if to be a bit like, mate, Sunday morning, it's not needed.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not needed, but I'm like, But yeah, people watching. But I was going to say, so decide who you're looking at.
Yeah.
The other one is pick a location.
Okay.
So obviously, we were talking about the beach. Shopping centres are pretty good. Christmas shopping's always a great one because you just see the panic. And I also like.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, that's a really good point. The panic of thinking, fuck, I wish it was October.
But do you notice that there's the dynamic of like the girl taking the guy out, and the guy's just kind of like carrying the bags.
Yeah.
And you just see him standing further and further and further. And it gets to a point where they either wait by the tree that is in the middle of the shopping centre, or just sit outside. And he's just going like, I never thought this was going to happen. Maybe if I didn't speak to her at that Christmas party 3 years ago.
There's no, like, husband. They seem very lost, don't they, at shopping centres? Like, are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you... No, I ran out of 4G.
Yeah. They should have a playpen for him.
Yeah.
They get them all together and you're just like, oh, yeah. She's got me decorating when I get back. All right. Okay. Yeah. Didn't even want to go to B&Q.
Colin, we're going. But I was talking to Michael.
See you, Mike. Just waving like a four-year-old with limp wrist.
That's funny.
Hopefully we'll get ice cream.
Yeah.
Pick a location. That was another thing you said about at your phone, looking busy.
Yeah.
So, like, the tips they came up with was a book, newspaper, you know, there's other activities. You could sleep. I've done that. I've definitely kind of had, like, a little one eye.
Sleep or what?
Yeah, like, little one eye open. Or I've been crafty and I've used the reflection of the window on the train to just, like, aggressively stare at someone.
I've got one you can add.
Go on.
If you hear an argument, what I do is, and I did this, who was it? I think because I saw some people, I thought they were like looking at me laughing, and what I do is I pause the music I'm listening to, but still have the headphones in, so they think I'm listening to music, and I'm like, I actually heard what you said there, so.
Yeah.
More for you.
Yeah, it's usually pretty something absurd or, I imagine, quite right-wing, one say.
Have you ever been... Have you ever been engaged, like, involved in the...
Involved in what?
I remember I was on a train and I did the headphone trick because this man was, like, really, like, weird towards his girlfriend and he was like, what do you want out of life? Like, what are your goals? What are you...
Right, yeah.
What's your get up and go? And he went, he knows what I mean, don't you?
To you?
Yeah. And I went, what? And he went, you know what I mean, don't you? I was like, what? He goes, you know, about like, you know, women, you know, trying to, you know, be career mind. And I was like, what are you on about?
Well, what train was this on?
It was on Merseyrail.
Okay.
He was really mad. And the woman was looking at me as if to say, like...
Was he mad?
No, they were together, but I think they were just a little bit drunk. And I was like, well, I just went, well, how about you let her do what she wants?
Yeah.
And then I wanted to say under my breath, breaking it with you would be a start, but I didn't because I didn't want to get beat up. But I was like...
And I was quite enjoying listening to the killers.
Yeah, I was enjoying the killers and your little fucking fracas. I didn't want to be drawn into it like a third party.
Yeah, that's...
I also witnessed a fight in W.H. Smith.
Really?
When I was really young. And I was browsing the magazines. Toxic, if you're interested. The magazine. Although the atmosphere was a few minutes later, when two identical twins, right, brothers, about late 30s, were, like, browsing for a book, and then I looked back and heard, like, I told you before, fuck off, turn round, and then they just started shoving each other in the non-fiction
aisle. Non-fiction aisle.
If anything, it wasn't, like...
Jesus.
They were just, like, going at it, and, like, books everywhere...
Persuasive language, exactly. Adjectives.
Connective.
Yeah.
What did connect was his hand to his... That was awful.
Bit of onomatopoeia.
Pow! it was bizarre, like, just these two brothers just having a fight in a bookshop.
Have you ever been subject... Have you ever caught someone looking at you?
Yeah, but then I instantly go...
Oh, really?
But then you tended to look up and see if they're still looking, and I just go, no.
I've had it when someone's looked at me and like I've noticed it. And do you know when they dart their eyes really, really quick? I'll hover on them for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
But just like a bit of, I know you did. I know you were just looking at me. And then most of the time it's like just real sharp eye movements. Afterwards they just keep twinging at you. But I remember being on a train. And so I sat at a table, four of us at this table, didn't know anyone. And I've had a drink of water and it went down the wrong way. And I was like... But, like, really coughing, I have my music in, and then water coming from my eyes and everything, like, you know, got me composure back. But then people on the table, like, weren't giving me eye contact when I was coughing. They were just kind of like, you know, quickly glancing at me. And then as I composed myself and took my headphones out, I said, I was like, it's funny, I was like, if I was choking, none of you were doing anything. And they chuckled, but it was, you know, like a...
Yeah, we wouldn't.
Yeah. It's like, I think it would have took for me to cough blood into the face of the woman in front of me before she would have gone, is he all right? And I...
Is he okay?
Yeah. But yeah, they just did nothing. Like, absolutely nothing.
That's awful.
Yeah. I could have died. Could have been, like, a really shit murder on the, you know...
Trans-Pennine Express.
Trans-Pennine Express. Tickets, please! Come on, mate, wake up. Mate. Oh, fuck it. If you forgot your rail card.
That's what I mean by, like, people... I just, that's like filming it without them filming it, if you know what I mean. So it's like, they don't help, but they just see it happen, do you know what I mean? So, like...
Yeah.
If someone was dying... I think a lot more people would rush to film.
Oh, yeah.
So in that instance, the people were like, well, we're just going to wait this out and hope he survives. But is that a British thing of people being too...
Just standoffy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there's loads of train arguments that get filmed. That,
yeah, you know, but there are some where you see levels of, like... There was a Ryanair one of late.
Yeah,
that was fucking appalling, that guy. He's like, you dirty black bastard. And he's like, oh,
but then
you venomous pig.
But then there's a case of where he was like, he did have a mental...
Oh, mate, strap him to the wing.
A mental illness.
Strap him to the wing and charge him for baggage.
But double. Do you not reckon he should have been...
Sectioned.
Not a session, but maybe not on his own, or...
No, mate, you don't say that to someone.
Obviously not.
You don't
obviously
say that to not. Someone. And I just think... I'm not saying, you know, no one gets a second chance, but Jesus Christ, like, the way in which he reacted... Fair enough, not even fair enough, if you said something in a low tone, but to say something... God, that sounds like I'm advocating racism. You can say it, but just don't say it too loud. but, you know, just don't say that, and, you know, understand there's an uncomfortableness of people... That's when it changes from people watching to, like, there's an incident. It's like, the couple arguing. When it gets to the point where it's just like, Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? But
for someone who had mental...
What was his mental health
issues?
What was his mental health issues?
I just think he had...
You think he had something?
Well, yeah, and it's like it was reported that he did. But... Then again, you could make a case for then why is he on his own? But then again, there's the online rampage of, like, well, people being quite horrible, which, given of what he said, you can understand by some people, but it's just a very...
Yeah, clearly, well, I don't know the full story, but I don't think it would have been as simple as she sat down and he's flipped a lid and just gone, I'm not
saying.
But you don't say that, and I understand things he said in the heat of the moment, but to say something, you dirty black bastard, whatever it was he said to her,
yeah, that's not like a... Obviously, it's horrible.
But, yeah. sorry, back to the checklist of how to people watch. So we've had Look Busy, which can include being racist to someone on a Ryanair flight if you are going to be that dickhead. Another one is Do It With A Friend. You're meant to do it with someone. And I don't know if that's a case of... You know, you can just look busy again. But I suppose I've done it with a friend, but I've never been like, what are you doing this Saturday, mate?
Do you want
to... You come out people watching?
Yeah.
I've done it on the side of a dance floor and just been like, oh, you know. Yeah, look at them. Have to buy her a drink.
Dance floor watching. Yeah. I've only done it, like, on holiday, like, with my mum or, like, if I'm with, like, just one person, then... We're like, oh, what's going on there?
Have a little nosy.
My eyes take a wander.
Yeah.
See what we can find.
I think there's a few techniques to, like, if you get spotted of, you know, you say look at your phone, I've said sleep. I think another one can be just, like, subtly kind of, as you're looking at him, kind of like peek your head as if you're looking over the shoulder and be like, Graham! How you doing?
Yeah.
Did you get the Scrabble? You paid tenner, great. Really? Yeah. Full circle.
I did one of, like, I pretend to be on my phone.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it works well if I'm walking the wrong way, then I'll pretend to be on my phone so it doesn't like I made a mistake.
I've recorded jokes into my phone, like, when I've thought of something funny, and pretend to like be on the phone and just walk down the street going, and then he said, people look at you like,
oh, well. If I go on a long walk and sometimes purposely go, then I'll walk back and then pretend to be on my phone. But that's a good one, I'd say. Especially if you're having an argument.
Well, I've got a... This is my challenge for you on this, right? Okay, so... if you had to go people watching, like people go bird watching, right? If you had to go people watching for a full 2 days, like that's all you're doing for 24 hours, 12 hours a day, right? Well, how long are we going to do? Break up with a bit of drinks, right?
Yeah.
2 days, weekend of people watching, right? You can either do it with Margaret Thatcher, Jackie Chan, or Alan Sugar. Why and where?
I wouldn't necessarily take Thatcher.
Don't think she'd be up for the night out.
No, I don't know if...
Maybe
I think I'd take Sugar, because he'd be very direct.
Yeah? Because obviously, like, if you're taking people, aren't going to come across and be like, oh, God, you're Alan Sugar, and he's like...
No, mate, I think I'd take Alan Sugar, because I'd point someone out and be like, dickhead! James, 3 o'clock. Look at him.
Right, but you wouldn't... You've totally overlooked Jackie Chan here. I thought he'd be like...
Yeah, but what does he offer? Unless they caught me and they engaged in physical combat. And get Chan on board.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I was lucky, mate. What are you going to do about Jackie, stop stretching.
Yeah. Like that film, Rush Hour.
Yeah, so you'd want to be the Chris Tucker in that scenario?
Yeah, but I think Alan Sugar. He'd call no...
Okay.
You'd be very direct, call no bullshit.
Okay. Where? So you've picked what you've chosen Alan, but where are you going? I want to know where and why. Direct, you've given me, but where are you going?
A shopping centre.
All right, there's quite a few. St John's? Salford Mall?
Would it be? Nah, because then I feel like I'm being a bit
Stratford
mean.
Stratford Mall, I mean.
No, actually, I think I'd go... No, scrap shopping centre. I think... It would be Alan Sugar at a theme park.
That's a really good image of you and him just like walking around with cotton candy.
With two eye holes in it.
I wasn't expecting.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm having a beautiful day, James.
Did you bring the Amstrad, Alan?
Yeah.
How about you? What would you...
If I had to pick one of them... well, let me ask you this. The other option I had was... any member of the Friends cast.
Oh, hey. No, I wouldn't say Rachel. That was a terrible impression of Rachel from Friends, by the way.
Poppy said Rachel.
I would take Ross.
Ross. Yeah. Okay, why?
Because he's so funny. No, because he'd probably have a good eye for stuff like that.
I think Chandler.
Yeah, I could say Chandler, but I think just me and Ross would get on. I'm more bothered about the relationship, the friendship here that we'd have.
I want more weekends away.
Yeah.
Maybe a spa.
Exactly, yeah. With Mr. Schwimmer. I think Monica would be too full on. Like,
yeah,
I'd take it too far. I'd be like, okay, reel up. Phoebe, I think... Phoebe's a good one, actually. I'd take Phoebe.
Phoebe?
Because I think she'd spot things I couldn't.
Okay. That's... And where would you go?
Seafront. Yeah.
Again, you're going to give me a specific place? Just wander up and down the
Blackpool.
Blackpool. Yeah, God, that's sideways wind.
Yeah.
Cotton candy with eye holes in
it. And then I'd be people watching with her, and then I'd turn to her and go, so no one told you life was going to be this way, eh? Nah.
Yeah. Should we go and watch the Illuminations?
I'm just saying, I'll be there for you, Lisa.
Oh, on that spectacular note, we're going to wrap that up. thank you very much for listening to the Two Men, Many Voices podcast. If people watching, let us know if you do it.
Yeah, let us know the funny things you've witnessed or observed while doing it.
Just know, me and James, we will always be there for you.
We will.
When the rain
definitely will
starts to fall.
if it hasn't been your day, your week, a month, or even your year, we'll be there.
Ding 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 ding. Take it easy.
See you later.